Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, I want to speak to you briefly from Psalm 119, verses 150 and 151. And for a theme, I'll call it this: near and more near. I know that's not the best grammar, but you'll see what I mean. Here's the two verses, Psalm 119, verses 150 and 151. We read this: "They draw near who follow after wickedness. They are far from your law. You are near, O Lord, and all your commandments are truth." Someone once said that a good description of the theme of the book of Psalms is, "Life is hard, but God is good." And these three verses from Psalm 119 are a good illustration of that theme. As in many places in the Psalms, including other places in Psalm 119, the psalmist found himself in trouble. He said, "They draw near who follow after wickedness." Here he could sense that the wicked people who opposed him were coming closer and closer and becoming more and more of a threat to him. Perhaps he felt that a season of ease and comfort was over, and the dangers increased all around him. As these wicked people came closer to our writer, he could see that they are far from your law. Though they were close to the psalmist, they were far from God's word. They wanted to trouble this man of God, and they couldn't do it while they were under the guidance of God's word and God's law. They could not hate one of God's saints and love God's word at the same time. So they put themselves far from his law. While danger was near, the psalmist also knew, "You are near, O Lord." Though the wicked were both near to the psalmist and far from God's word, the psalmist himself knew that God was near. He had come near to the psalmist, and one way was through the word of God itself. When we approach God's word with the right heart and with faith, it becomes a ground where God himself comes and meets us. He concluded this brief section by saying, "And all your commandments are truth." Because God came near to the psalmist, he could see more clearly that all God's commandments are truth. He understood that God's word was truly inspired and infallible. In all this, the psalmist recognized two truths. The first was that the danger was near. "They draw near," he said. The second truth was that God was near. "You are near, O Lord." You see, the threat was real, but God was even more real. Nothing was glossed over, but the fact of God's presence was greater than the fact of the trouble's presence. What's more real to you today, your troubles or your God?
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.